We are enabling the NCIC to provide near real-time automated information sharing to the private sector. I have directed our team to go full throttle on this. As you know, cybersecurity is all about speed. Last week, the NCIC deployed the capability to automate publication of cyber threat indicators in a machine-readable format. We reached this major milestone 5 weeks ahead of the deadline. Today, we are sharing indicators with an initial set of companies and are in the process of adding others. Later this year, we'll be in a position to begin to accept cyber threat indicators from the private sector in automated near real-time format. We have set up the NCIC as your primary pathway to provide cyber threat indicators to the U.S. government. Yes, the government is trying to make it easier for you. Today, I'm pleased to announce that the Department of Homeland Security is also finalizing plans to open up a satellite office in Silicon Valley to serve as another point of contact with our friends here. We want to strengthen critical relationships in the Silicon Valley and ensure that the government and the private sector benefits from each other's research and development. We want to convince some of the talented workforce here in Silicon Valley to come to Washington. The new United States Digital Service provides the option for talent to flow and rotate between private industry and our government teams. This will build capacity on all fronts. I hope some of you listening will consider a tour of service for your country.